to. There's no bass coming out of the monitor. Don's, but not mine. That's okay, I can. Okay. Alright, hallelujah. Alright, good to see everybody. Look at all those smiling faces out there. Praise the Lord. My goodness. If it wasn't for the cloud of witnesses, I don't know what I would do. And the chariots of Elisha. Glory to God. Charlie, can you turn the air down a little bit? Let's get some cool air. We need to cool it off in here a little bit. A little bit, yeah. All right. Shabbat shalom. Welcome, everybody. I want to welcome you to Lion of Judah Messianic Congregation, our Yehuda. I'm Rabbi Joe. This is Rebbetzin Don. I want to welcome the folks online watching us. I want to welcome everybody who's here with us today. And the people will be coming in. They'll be you've heard of live stream. They come in live. They stream in.
The people are streaming in, and they're streaming in.
I think I'll start the service in an hour. Next time, I'm gonna start doing that. I'm just kidding, but we'll catch them off guard. Let's go.
All right, Shabbat Shalom, everyone.
Shabbat. We delight in your Shabbat.
Amen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher natan lanu et derech ha-yeshua b'mashiach Yeshua. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has given us the way of salvation in the Messiah Yeshua. Amen.
house where you dwell,
in the place where your glory resides. I shall prostrate myself and bow, bend the knee before the Lord my Maker. And as for me, may my prayers to you, O Lord, be at the right time, O God, in your abundant righteousness. Answer me with the truth of your salvation.
Amen. Vishamru.
Vishamru v'nei Israel et ha-shabbat la'asod et ha-shabbat le'dorotam barit olam. Vishamru v'nei Israel et ha-shabbat la'asod et ha-shabbat le'dorotam barit olam. B'nei u'b'nei, b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael, od hili olam. V'shamru, b'nei Yisrael, et ha-shabbat, la'asod et ha-shabbat, le'dorotam barit olam.
Ki sheshet yamim asa Adonai, et ha'aretz.
V'shamru v'nei Yisrael et ha'shabbat la'asod et ha'shabbat le'dorotam barit olam.
Amen.
The children of Israel shall keep the Shabbat, observing it throughout their generations
as an everlasting covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Shabbat to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord.
Pray for Jerusalem, that there'll be peace again. The Lord will prosper them that love her. And for the sake of the house of the Lord our God, we say to Jerusalem, Shalom Aleichem. Pray for Jerusalem, that there'll be peace, not war. For God will bless them that love her. So for the sake of the sake peace be unto you, Shalom Aleichem. These words we pray for you, Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you, Shalom Aleichem.
Father, we just thank you for this wonderful season of counting the Omer, Shavuot, season of harvest between Passover and Shavuot, which is Pentecost. Thank you, Lord, for Jerusalem Day and Yom HaAtzmaut, Israel Independence Day, and all the celebrations that went on in the Holy Land. And all that transpired there, that, you know, all that you did in your holy land, Lord, that we're not even aware of here. We're just thank you for that, Lord. And we just thank you that you remove the scales from the eyes of your people, Israel, and remove the scales from their eyes, that they see their Messiah. We pray, Lord, for strength and wisdom, that they would walk in paths of righteousness. I pray for the leaders, Netanyahu and his government, and the Knesset and the generals and the IDF, that they would walk in righteousness and that the scales would fall from their eyes. And pray, Lord, that you would expose their enemies' evil schemes, shine a light on them, and let their rockets blow up on the launch pads. Let them fall in the desert. Let them fall in the sea, but not hurt people. Let their guns jam. Let their knives drop to the ground, and let their cars stall when they try to ram people on the sidewalks. And let their bombs not work, we pray. And Lord, I pray for the Messianic community here in America, Lord. I pray for the rabbis today, for their health. I pray for their strength, for their message, for boldness, for courage. I pray for healing. I pray for powerful services today around the country. And Lord, I pray for our leaders in our Messianic community, Lord, that you would lead them in paths of righteousness for your name's sake, that they would hear your voice say, "This is the way, walk ye in it, turn not to the left or the right," that they would be obedient and that they would follow your vision, Lord, that Joel Chernoff and the other leaders and the executive council and all, that they would follow your will, and that there would be fathers, that they would father the younger people. In Yeshua's name, Lord, and pray for the lost sheep of the house of Israel here in America, Lord, that you remove the scales from their eyes, especially my mom, Lord. Remove the scales from Harriet's eyes. Let her see her Messiah, Lord. And just reveal yourself to your people, the lost, the chosen people, Lord, the lost sheep. In Yeshua's name, Lord, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Amen. Somebody help Aja back there. Oh, somebody's with her. Okay.
Counting of the Omer.
I can do that. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kitzvanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu asiferot haomer. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us by your commandments and commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today's the 46th day. Hayom Shlasha Yabarim Yom Shahim Shisha Shavuot V'arba Yamin La Omer. Today is the 46th day, which is 6 weeks and 4 days in counting of the Omer.
Amen. And we are waiting. We're counting and awaiting with expectancy. We're doing this in remembrance of what happened at the time of Yeshua, when the disciples were told after he rose, ascended into heaven, and this is about the time, 10 days before the 50 days are up, he ascended into heaven. And so that wonderful event happened during this time. And then he gave the last command, which was to go stay in Jerusalem, wait there, and expect for something great to happen on the feast. And they were supposed to go anyway because the feast was coming. So they were making plans, but he was emphasizing to wait for something. Moses waited, and the Torah was given. The instructions for life were given on this very same day, which they were already celebrating. And now God added to the instructions for life. And that's what we are celebrating, what happened. And we're also looking forward to what will happen. And we're also learning about what is always, every day happening in our lives with the Spirit of God living among us. Amen? And that's what this counting of the Omer is about. We're awaiting the Comforter. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we just look towards Israel. And we yearn for the day when we live with him day and night. Amen? And so Yeshua, Yeshua HaMashiach Adoni. My heart has turned toward you. My path leads me to your land. My future is in Zion. Eternity is in my heart. La 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 la. My steps now follow eastward. My longing brings me through your gates. Zion has made a home in me. I have found a dwelling place made with eternal stones. La la. Yeshua HaMashiach Adoni. My heart has turned toward you. My path leads me to your land. My future is in Zion. Eternity, it's in my heart. Let's all rise for the Shema.
Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai. Ahavta et Adonai Elohecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol me'odecha v'hayu ha'divarim ha'ele asher enochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha v'shinatam levanecha v'dibarta bam v'shivtecha b'veitecha v'lechtecha v'derech Uvishach becha vakumecha, ukishartam liot al yadecha, vahayu totafot benenecha, uchatavtam al mezuzot beitecha, uvisharecha.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one.
Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And have these words which I command you this day be upon your heart. And you shall teach them diligently to your children, and speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you retire, and when you arise.
and you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and let them be frontlets between your eyes, and you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and upon your gates.
I'm going to ask Bill Batiste and Nick Matthews if they'd like to carry the Torah today. And since Nick's joining, we'll let Nick carry it first. Bechol dor vador, Adonai melech, Adonai malach, Adonai imloch l'olam vahed, Adonai oz liyamo yitain, Adonai yivarech et amo b'shalom. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, and there is nothing like your works. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion is throughout all generations. The Lord reigns, the Lord has reigned, the Lord will reign forever and ever. The Lord will give strength unto his people, the Lord will bless his people with peace. Amen.
Shabbat Shalom. unity, to dwell in unity. Hey, la la la, la 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 la. La la la, la 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 la.
So Haron by Emma Moshe Guna Adonai Vifutsu Vecha Vianusu Misanecha Mipanecha Ki Mitzion Tetze Torah Ki Mitzion Tetze Torah Udavar Adonai Mirushalayim Baruch Shenatan Torah Torah Baruch Shenatan Torah Torah Le'amo Yisrael Bikdushato
When the ark would travel, Moses would say, Arise, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered, and let them that hate you flee from you. For from Zion will go forth the Torah, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Blessed be he who in his holiness gave the Torah to his people Israel. Please be seated.
And we're going to do the membership ceremony now.
Now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
While the tour is on the table.
Okay. Well, Amber's not here. Oh, Amber is here. Okay.
And Margaret, but we're missing.
Madonna's not here.
Madonna, yeah. So either we do it
Madonna's
or we
here.
Push. Is she?
Can somebody get Madonna? You can't have church without the Madonna. I mean, come on. You know, we used to have Madonna here, and we had Jimi Hendrix, and we had Madonna, and we had Jimi Hendrix. Who else did we have?
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson used to come here. We had a guy named Michael Jackson. We had somebody named Jimi Hendrix and Madonna all at the same time. And we were the most rocking congregation around.
Oh my goodness. Oh wow.
It wasn't the same Madonna, Jimi Hendrix, and Michael Jackson, but they were here. Anyway, we're going to have our membership ceremony. We have some new members coming in today. And
instead of our Torah portion, we're going to replace that with our members have a nice honoring of their coming into our family. Amen? So our rabbi is going to, I think we'll have a couple of, do we have two men that are not in the ceremony to do the chuppah? Anthony, can you hold the chuppah? Just get it ready. We won't do it quite yet, but we'll be. It's back here. So we have six people that will be joining our congregation officially, and you know, we don't always have we don't always have people joining because our congregation's a little different. So we want people to make sure that they are here for a while and that they understand what's going on and they start to feel really a part of the family before we join them to us as a member. And membership is just all it means is that you're formally saying, you know, you're a part of this work here, this vision, what we're doing together, and we're going to work together. We're committing like a family together, and it's nothing more than that. It's a special commitment because here in this congregation, we are we're connected to Israel very intimately, and so being a part of this congregation means that you come into the family of Israel spiritually. Not physically, but spiritually, and you join together with Israel just like Ruth did. And so you're walking that out in a very special and unique way, unlike in a church. So you're really the privilege of walking and being and dwelling with Israel. You have it right here in your backyard, and people have that opportunity. So that's what we're celebrating and we're memorializing today. So I'll hand it over to you. And I'll ask, you want to say anything before we ask?
No, I agree with you. What this is about, we're bringing new members in, but it's not just new members to a church. The missing link, and I'm going to teach you about this today, where I talk about the mystery of the Kinsman Redeemer. Which is God gave me a word. I said I was going to talk about spiritual gifts, and God gave me used a spiritual gift last night and gave me a word of knowledge. And the word of knowledge was, preach on the mystery of the Kinsman Redeemer. That was the word of knowledge. So God did a miracle. He gave me used a spiritual gift in me last night and gave me a different word. But I think you're going to enjoy the mystery of the Kinsman Redeemer today. And the whole thing about the Kinsman Redeemer is that you have to have a kinsman. Everybody say kinsman. Kinsman. And so Yeshua was the Kinsman Redeemer. Jesus was the Kinsman Redeemer for his disciples because he was a man, right? Everybody say it takes a man to have a Kinsman Redeemer, right? Say it takes a man. Got to have a man to have a kinsman redeemer. You needed Ruth needed Boaz, right? Amen. She needed her Boaz. Without Boaz, would she have had a kinsman redeemer? Come on. Got to hear you guys. I'm 51 years old. I mean, I'm like getting hair in my ears, you know. Just kidding. I trim it. Seriously. You need a man to have a kinsman redeemer. It takes a man. So Jesus, Yeshua, he was the kinsman redeemer for Paul. Well, for not even for Paul. He was the kinsman redeemer for Peter, for James, for John, for Matthew, for Nathaniel, for Philip, for Thomas, for Mary Magdalene, for all these people. But then he left. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit came on Pentecost, on Shavuot. Amen? The Holy Spirit came. Is the Holy Spirit a kinsman redeemer? Yes or no? Loud and proud. Yeah. Is the Holy Spirit a kinsman redeemer? Yeah. No, it's not. What did I say? It takes a man. It takes a man, right? Need a Boaz. Everybody say, I need a Boaz. Yeshua was the Boaz to the people that he redeemed. Amen? But he left. So to really complete the redemption, you still need a man. Amen? That's the importance of the Jewish people. That's the connection of the Jewish people to the church. That's why there's anti-Semitism in the world. That's why there's persecution of the Jews, because they are the kinsman redeemer, and especially the Messianic Jews are the kinsman redeemer to the church, to bring the church into the complete redemption that God has planned. And I'm going to teach on it today. I'm going to show it to you in the scripture. But so when you join, there's the missing element of faith. Of, you know, people say to me all the time, they say when they meet me, and I just humor them, I just nice and whatever, you know. They say, I'm a Jew. Yeah, Jesus made me a Jew. And they say, you know, or I'm an Israelite, whatever. And I just say, yeah, you know, okay. Sometimes I say, how are you a Jew? You know, Jesus made me a Jew. And I just don't get into it because I don't want to get into a big discussion or an argument. But Jesus doesn't make you a Jew, all right? Jesus makes you saved. Jesus offers eternal life and forgiveness of sins. Jesus offers cleansing from by the blood of the Lamb and you know, the gift of eternal life, salvation. He doesn't make the Irish Jewish. He doesn't make the Guatemalans Jewish. He doesn't make the Italians stop being Italian. He doesn't make the Germans stop being German or the Polish stop being Polish. They're still Polish. They still eat Polish sausage, which is probably pretty good. I never had one. But anyway, you know, people don't change. You know, a zebra doesn't change its stripes. However, when you join, and we're going to talk about this today, what these people are doing are identifying with the Jewish community of believers. And they're we're going to talk about sojourning and dwelling amongst. That's the key, is dwelling with the Jewish people. So let's move on with the ceremony. I'll explain more later in the sermon. Do we have, where's the hook? Okay. Bill, can you help Anthony? Okay. I'd like to call the members, the new members who are coming forward, the Matish Yahoo family, and Madonna Dalby, and Margaret and Abby McDaniels. Daniels, not McDaniels. Daniels. Margaret and Abby Daniels. It says McDaniels. I think somebody was thinking McDonald's, and they wrote McDaniels. Everybody's thinking about food, you know. Okay. I'm standing up here not because I'm high and mighty, but because I have a pulpit to hold my papers. All right, I want you all, Anthony, you got your corner. Somebody, can somebody help get... Okay. Okay. All right. So, so you all have completed a class, and last night we had dinner together, and you asked me a lot of questions, and really good questions about the Messianic community, about what it is to be a part of, what it means, about Torah. You asked me questions about the Torah, and about the law and grace. We talked about that the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. But that the without the letter of the law, we wouldn't know what sin is. So we need the Torah to explain what sin is. We wouldn't know how to live. We wouldn't know a lot. I mean, Yeshua, everything that Jesus taught us, everything that Jesus taught us was based on the Torah. The Bible that he used was the Torah. And a lot of people forget that Moses is a prophet. Deuteronomy 18 tells us Moses is a prophet. So everything Moses wrote in the Torah is prophecy. And so the five books of Moses are five books of prophecy that still are still very valid today. But many in the world, you know, and in the body of Christ have forsaken the Torah. And so we don't forsake it. We believe it's, you know, it's a completion. It's bringing the two, the Torah and the prophets and the writings and the new covenant together. Amen. And so we had a great night. Did we have a good night last night, everybody?
Yeah.
Let's give it up for the Lord. All right. So you've completed the new members class, and I want to welcome the Matthews family, Nick and Amber, and Daniel in his new leather yarmulke, and Josiah. Did you make a new friend last night with s'mores? And Brooke. Brooke liked the chips last night. She did. I saw that. And Madonna Dalby. And Margaret and Abby Daniels. And they always look lovely, don't they? Amen. So this is our membership class here in 2017. Our new membership class. I want to welcome you to membership in the congregation and in the community. by doing this, you're proclaiming your call, that you have a calling to be joined, to sojourn with Israel. And I just want to read a scripture in Numbers 15. It says here in Numbers 15, verse 14, if an alien sojourns with you, or one who may be among you throughout your generations, and he wishes to make an offering by fire as a soothing aroma to the Lord, just as you do, so he shall do. As for the assembly, there shall be one statute for you and for the alien who sojourns with you, a perpetual statute throughout your generations. As you are, so shall the alien be before the Lord. There is to be one Torah, one law, and one ordinance for you and for the alien who sojourns with you. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, when you enter the land where I bring you, then it shall be that when... I'm going on beyond that. So what it's basically saying is, when a foreigner comes among you and comes into the house of Israel and dwells with you, there's one Torah, there's one law, one ordinance, the same everything, the same law, the same rules apply to me as apply to you. There's no difference. In other words, in the New Testament, Peter said, or Paul, it says in Acts 15, there's no distinction between Jew and Gentile in Messiah. And back then, they were together. And that's the whole point, is bringing us together. Amen? Okay. So, did you want me to read this here? Okay. Okay. All right. It says here, the leadership of this congregation accepts their call and receives you as members and sojourners, and we do. We receive your calling, and we accept you as members and as sojourners. And Margaret knows me so well, she even knows where my circumcision equipment is. My knife, she knows where my blade is. Don't you? Nick's shaking in his boots. All right. They are pledging to remain connected to Israel through this congregation as long as God calls you here. And, it is possible that God could call you away. You're expressing a calling in your heart to this congregation, this community, but it may not be forever. You know, it's something, but hopefully we can work that out. If it ever, a day ever comes, instead of just, as so many people have and do in today's world, they just go out the door. They don't take time to talk. And I hope that if that ever happens, we'll talk. But I hope it doesn't happen. But, okay. You're pledging to remain connected to the congregation, to Israel through this congregation. You're pledging to serve this congregation and remain loyal to the vision. You believe in the vision of this ministry, and you're pledging to remain loyal to the congregation, to the vision. Okay. So now I'm going to ask you some questions, and I just need you to say yes or I do. Do you accept your adoption into the family of Israel spiritually? Okay. Do you pledge to remain connected to this family through service to this congregation and loyalty to its vision? Okay. Repeat this verse after me. Do not urge me to leave you or turn back from following you. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Amen. You are heirs, Ephesians 2 says, you are heirs according to the seed of Abraham, which includes the covenants given to Israel By grafting in and dwelling with the people of Israel, you have access to the fullness of these covenants. And that's also Jeremiah 31:31. For God said, "Behold, days are coming, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant I made with their ancestors, my covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them. But this is the covenant that I will make with them in those days, and I will put my Torah within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they will be my people." And so God made a new covenant with Israel, and the nations come in, they come into the new covenant through the Holy Spirit, but also by community and joining, sojourning amongst the Jewish people. Praise the Lord. All right. Adoption into the family. Well, I think we're going to have communion. So, do you want to read that scripture?
I'm going to read Acts 2:42. And as this is an appropriate time to bring new members in, because when Yeshua, and during the Shavuot, during the time of the counting of the Omer, and during the Feast of Shavuot, many people were added to the kingdom of God, and they began to serve one another and to dwell as a real congregation together in the spirit, not just in the letter of the Torah. So here, after people started getting saved, after the day of Pentecost, thousands started being added to the congregation of Israel. And it was a beautiful time of fellowship. And it says here in verse 42, "So then those who received his word were baptized, and there were many added that day, about 3,000 souls. And they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer." And so that's our prayer as a community, is that we serve one another, that we live together, we eat together, we have our joys and our sadnesses, and we pray for one another, and we look to grow together in the Lord and bringing other people in to our midst. Amen. Hallelujah. And so at this time, I want to congratulate you all for coming and being a part of our family, and I want to give you certificates of membership. So, and even though I've made a little goof here, so I'll correct it later. I'll give you a new one. I had you as McDaniels, but you're Daniels. So Abby Daniel. I want to thank you. Thank you. And Amber.
When you what?
Robert Dobby. Madonna Dobby. And if those of you who are already members, if you would come forward at this time, I want to recognize all the current members of the congregation. And we're just going to pray over our new members, those of you who are already part of the family. I think most of our members are up for them. Amen. And
you want to pray first and then testify? Okay. Well, let's gather around those who are members of the congregation. Let's gather around and pray for them. And then I'm going to anoint them as we pray. So and then we'll let them share a word or two of testimony, you know. And and we'll celebrate. Hallelujah. Nick, I anoint you in the name of Yeshua with all the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. May they come upon you and your family, and may God show you the fullness of and the meaning of what this is today. May he reveal it to you and in your spirit and in your heart and in your commitment to this ministry, and the, not just to this ministry but to Israel. And we're just we're like a consulate for the state of Israel spiritually. May God reveal to you the fullness of what he's doing and bless you in Yeshua's name. Amber, I anoint you as well. And I speak the same blessings. May God bless you with all the blessings of Leah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Deborah, Miriam, and may God give you the blessings and the fullness of the blessings of the righteous women of Israel. May they come upon you, and may God also show you as well what he's doing here today, and may you become leaders in this congregation in such that you teach others and bring them to full knowledge of Messiah and revelation that you have shown me last night, that you have from your studies, that you would share that revelation and teaching, and that you would help others and lead them in the path. I pray for both of you and for your children. I bless them as well. Like that yarmulke there, handsome fella. And this lovely young lady, Brooke, we just bless you and thank you that you thank the Lord for your salvation, and look forward to your immersion, your baptism soon. And Josiah, I'm going to anoint you, buddy, and how God took away your fear last night, and I pray that he takes away all your fear, and because you're a mighty man of God. And in the name of Yeshua. And Madonna, I don't want to miss you. I anoint you. You've been with us since the beginning, 18 years ago, and took a little break and came back. And I just, did you join before? Okay, well, this is a rededication. Hallelujah. Well, we welcome you back into the family. And that's nice to know that if you leave, you can come back. And Madonna is an example here today of someone who went away for a while and came back, but we love her dearly. We welcome her, and we look forward to the day Robert comes back to join us, and we bless you and we love you. We just pray for your family, for healing, and that God you continues to use you mightily in the kingdom and for Israel, in Yeshua's name, amen. Y'all can pray over them while I'm praying. So, Margaret, I anoint you, and I welcome you into the family of this congregation, into the community of this congregation, those who take ownership of this house and covenant to abide by the ways of this house of the Lord, and to serve others and to make others welcome here. And to do to the best of your ability to be all that a member of this community is. And I bless you and I welcome you, sister, in the name of Yeshua. We're glad to have you here. And we thank you. And many people don't know that you and Abby clean this house every week, that you clean it and keep it up. And we thank you for that. We're grateful. In Yeshua's name. Abby, I anoint you. I just pray for complete healing in your body, that the Lord heals your heart and from your heals your body from your head to your toe. And I, too, welcome you, dear, into this house, into this community. I pray that God opens your mind and enlightens you as to the meaning of it, and makes you a fruitful bough. Abby, that God makes you a fruitful bough and a blessing to many people as you serve him here. In Yeshua's name, amen. If anybody else would like to add a prayer, feel free. Is anything on your heart? Don has a microphone. Anybody? Okay. Should I pray? With oil. Thank you. How do you feel? Take my pressure. Let me have that mic, sweetheart. Would anybody like to share a couple words? Would you like to share what God's doing in your life and share with the people here? What this means to you?
Yeah, well, this to me is, you know, been questioning a long time since being saved. I didn't get saved till 28. And as you're figuring stuff out and looking through and studying the Word, you kind of develop this unction in your spirit to fellowship with all believers, but particularly on my heart, it seems this Lord's been leading me to fellowship with the Jewish people.
Yeah.
And you know, stand with Israel and you know, the promises that God has made to them that are irrevocable, and wanting to be a part of that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Glad to have you.
Amen.
Anybody else like to share a word? Just pass the mic.
No, your family, so you go ahead.
Maybe you could turn and face them.
Okay. Hi. I'm just really thankful to be part of a family where we all think alike. We're all striving to serve our Messiah together. And it really, I can't say what a blessing it is to just have people who get it and to not have to try to explain or defend, you know, why we say Yeshua or why we keep Passover or any of that. So it's just a blessing to be here among all of you and be part of this family.
Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord. Madonna?
Well,
a little closer, honey, to the mic.
Okay. I have received Yeshua as Savior. I've been baptized twice, sprinkled once, and immersed once. And now I feel complete. And one of my favorite scriptures is where God says, I will be their God and they will be my people. And now, he is my God and I am his person.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Join the congregation. I love the congregation. When I first came here, I just automatically fell in love with the congregation. I feel like I was led here, and I love all of y'all. I love y'all's spirit. And I didn't love the congregation. I didn't fell in love with it all of madly, you know. I like Rabbi and I like Dawn. I like everybody that's here. And I'm that feel whole here. I feel God here. I feel peace here. I feel love here. And loving to be with y'all to the end, to life.
Amen.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I'm still learning.
You still learning?
Yeah, still learning.
Abby's still learning. You know, it's great to have Abby and Margaret and the Matthews and the Dalbys added to our,
yes,
our very sweet congregation. We say this is where we live out life, serving the Messiah and representing the Israel to this community. We are representation of Israel. And so it's a special calling to be a part of this congregation, and you get to be connected to Israel in a very intimate way, and you get to represent Israel authentically through the Messianic community. And so that is a special privilege and an honor. Amen. So
we're going to, why don't we, we were going to have a special Kiddush, but instead we'll do some worship, and then we'll have come to the Lord's table together. You have to leave right away?
After that,
okay. So we'll just, let's go through the rest of our service now, okay? And then we'll take communion together. Want to welcome you all. It's great to have you, folks who are watching and observing this. These people went through a membership class, and they, you know, this is basically an outward expression of an inward move of God in their lives to come and be a part. Anybody here feels that God is speaking to you, you know, to become a member at any time, we have classes periodically, and you can go through it and. You know, we welcome you. We're not the kind of congregation where you just come up, walk in, and the pastor says, come on up, anybody want to join the church? It's a process, and we always encourage people, go through a few seasons with us. Make sure this is really for you. You know, go through a few seasons of maybe a year, 9 months. Go through the feasts with us before you join. Learn really what it is before you jump into it. Sit, come, absorb it, you know, enjoy it, take it in, but don't rush into it, you know. It's something that God has to really call you to. And we welcome you when he does. Let's give up to the Lord praise for these beautiful people and members of this congregational family. Y'all may be seated. Thank you.
All right, let's all stand for the closing of the Torah. Vezo.
Moshe. And this is the Torah that Moses placed before the children of Israel at the command of the Lord through Moses' hand.
Et Zrahim Amakazikim Ba Betomrecha Mehushar Deraheha Torhenawam Bechol Tivotecha Shalom Ashime
Wisdom is a tree of life to those who hold fast to her, and all who uphold her are blessed. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Cause us to be turned to you, O Lord, and we shall return. Renew our days as of old. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. And we do have a special song we're going to sing. I think I'll do that after the announcements. If you want to play that song that we had pulled up. And it is a special song that Aja dug up for us. And we were singing it all the way through Israel. They have it on the tapes, you know, in the bus. They've put music on, special music while you're going along so you can clap and enjoy the tour and everything. And this is one of our favorite songs. So we'll play it for you here in a minute. And it's a tradition. It was a famous song all over the world, one of the most famous Israeli songs ever sung in pop music. And but it's actually a song about the Lord. And it went to the top of the pop music charts in 1973. So we're going to play that for you. And the place that it was really, we'll have the video, the whole thing. But before we get to that, and I'm sort of discombobulated. I just lost my stuff here. It was the visitors list. Is my black folder over there? Oh, that's my stuff. Excuse me. While I collect myself. We have some visitors with us today. So, lady in the back there, let's see, are you Jonna? Jonna, would you please stand and we'll let's welcome Jonna Sutherland. And you're from Glade Springs. Great to have you. And we're just welcome Jonna, and if there's any questions you might have, just let us know. We'll have time of fellowship afterwards as well. Also, we have Hannah Church. Is that right? If you stand up, Hannah. There you are. Praise the Lord. It's great to have you. And are you from Elizabethton? Is that right?
I am originally. I just returned from
Wow. Awesome.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
What part of Florida?
I was in Vero Beach.
Vero Beach. Okay.
Great. Well, it's good to have you, Hannah, and we hope that you enjoy our time together. Is there anybody else? The lady in the back behind Aja, you've been
before.
Danita. Okay. I'm just learning, so it's good to have Danita back with us. And we've got the Van Wy family with us, so if you'll stand, and we'll welcome them from Michigan, right? And so it's great to have the Van Wys with us today. Give them my hand.
Are you from? Are you in Grand Rapids?
Holland. Holland, Michigan. Yes.
Been through
so.
There.
It's been a while since you've visited. About at least a year, hasn't it? Good. Yeah. Well, it's good to have the Van Wys and David with us today too. He's been working hard on Saturdays, so
I just thank the Lord that you're able to come. We've been praying for you, and hopefully we'll see you more often. Praise the Lord. Just a few announcements, and then we'll continue with our worship. Don't forget that next Friday night, not Saturday, this is Friday night, is Marty Gets. Everybody say, Marty Gets. Whatever Marty wants, Marty Gets. So tell your friends and family. I've got flyers out there on the table in the foyer. So please take some flyers and tell people. Or if you're on Facebook or the internet, you know, send an email out. When I send these emails to you guys, even anyone who's watching, you can forward that email. There's a link on the bottom of the email that says forward to a friend, okay? And you just click on that link and you put in people's emails that you know would like to have this information, would like to know about this. And so you can forward it to them, and they can get all the information. I'm sending another email out today at 3:00, and it's going to have a sample of his music. I think it's "Oh Lord, How Excellent Is Your Name." It's a beautiful. It's him playing the piano with the orchestra. So send that to your friends and encourage them, or even tell them to, you know, you'll come and pick them up and bring them. Okay, we need a nice crowd here. Okay. And I'm sure we'll have people come. And we, in light of that also, we're going to need to take up an offering for Marty Getz. So please keep that in mind. And in fact, today we're going to go ahead and take up an offering. Rabbi will tell you about that in advance, because his fee is not he has a little bit larger fee than most. He's been around for a while, and so we want to make sure that Marty is blessed when he comes. So we want you to be prepared for that. Okay. You can talk.
Marty wants a good honorarium, because what Marty wants, Marty gets.
That's right. So be prepared for that, and. Also, don't forget about the MJA conference coming up in July. There are brochures back there, and you can go online. Rabbi Joe will be speaking at the conference Monday morning at 10 o'clock.
Monday at 10 o'clock.
10 yeah. o'clock in Hossiter Chapel, and that's the biggest chapel on campus. It's a large room. So if you can come and make it at least on Monday, that would be great. Any day you come.
Paul Wilbur will be singing Monday night.
Okay.
And for those who like Paul Wilbur, he'll be singing Monday night. So Monday's a great day to come. Also, Jonathan Burness will be there. For those of you who know Jonathan Burness on television, he'll be speaking that week. Jonathan Kahn will be there Saturday night, closing us out, speaking Saturday evening. Dr. David Reagan, television theologian, teacher. Great teacher on TV will be speaking, and a lot of other just great teaching and worship all week long. If you can't go to Israel, try to go to the Messiah Conference. It's a 7-hour drive from here. You can go for a day, 2 days. You can go for a week, whatever you can do. But I highly recommend it, and it's a great way to. You know, to connect with other Messianic believers and rabbis and get to know. And there's some of the greatest teachers in the world that will be there. So
make an effort to come
leaders.
and be with us. Amen. So also next weekend is Shavuot. We're going to be celebrating Shavuot with Marty Getz, so there'll be some special services Saturday. So come attend Friday night, Saturday. We may have a Sunday service. I don't know. We'll keep you informed. But we'll let you know. Next weekend is Shavuot, and the last of the 50 days is coming up. We are in our counting. So we just want to welcome everyone on the internet, too, reminding you that this is our Yehuda Messianic Congregation in Bristol, Virginia. And And we welcome you to come and visit.
Yes, we are not at the Church of Latter-day Saints in Fort Chiswell, Virginia. Somebody asked us on Facebook today. We are in Bristol, Virginia. We're Lion of Judah Messianic Synagogue. We're not Masonic, we're Messianic. And before I was Messianic, I was a mess.
Now he's a little more organized than he used to be, so thank God for that, the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Come and visit, enjoy the Messiah with us here. And with that, we're going to take up our tithes and offerings, and we'll play the video.
Yeah, amen. Got to have some fun, right? By the way, Marty Goetz, Marty will be here Friday night. If you don't know who Marty is, you're going to hear him right now. He did Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher's memorial service in California. He played a worship song at their memorial service. He's played for Billy Graham in Central Park on the Billy Graham Crusades. He's played all over the world, and he's going to be here with us Friday night next week. Please come and bring your friends. We're going to bring our tithes and offerings at this time for the congregation. So let's prepare to bring our gifts to the Lord, tithes and offerings for the congregation, for this ministry. May God bless you as you give. Amen. And if you're giving online, you can do that at our website. May God bless you. הלב מלא בהמון תודה והולם גם הוא איזה עולם נפלא הללויה עם השיר הללויה על יום שמאיר הללויה על מה שהיה שעוד לא היה הללויה
הללויה לעולם הללויה ישירו כולם והאם בלים הגדולים יהדהדו בהמון צלילים ואיתנו הם יאמרו
song, and that was an international, became the song of the year, the international song of the year competition. I guess every year they have an international song of the year competition, or they did, and that song won worldwide. It was an Israeli song, and it's become a very famous song around the world and in Israel, and we played it on the bus when we went to Israel. So, but that wasn't Marty Goetz. Maybe we'll play something of his later. We're gonna
Hallelujah. Well, let's stand up and worship him.
Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua, one in the olive tree. Israel and the sign of the return of Israel is that the joy has been returned. And so the reason we dance and the reason we clap and the reason we rejoice is because Israel has been returned to the land. So if we are rejoicing, God is rejoicing in being back in the land And that's why we are here, to rejoice. He says, clap your hands and shout to the God of Israel with a voice of triumph. So, hallelujah. We're going to do that here. We're talking to our brothers about the Messiah. Amen. Say amen. Amen. All right, let's say it like you mean it. Amen. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. All right, here we go. I will talk to my brothers about the Messiah. I will talk to my brothers about the Messiah. Together we'll sing his praises. I will talk to my brothers about the Messiah. Together we'll sing his praises. And together we will sing his praises. Hallelujah. And together we will sing his praises. Hallelujah. I will talk to my brothers about God my Father. Together we'll sing his praises. I will talk to my brothers about God my Father. Together we'll sing his praises. And together we will sing his praises. Hallelujah. And together we will sing his praises. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will talk to my brothers about my Yeshua. Together we'll sing his praises. I will talk to my brothers about my Yeshua. Together we'll sing his praises. And together we will sing his praises. Hallelujah. And together we will sing his praises. Hallelujah. 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 And together we will sing his praises. Hallelujah. Yes. And together we will sing his praises. Hallelujah. 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 You shall have a song in the night. Oh, come to the mountain of the Lord. See his glory and his might. He's the mighty one of Israel. He's the mighty one of Israel. His voice shall be heard in the power of his word. He's the mighty one of Israel. The eyes of the blind shall be opened and they'll see. The ears of the deaf shall hear. The lame shall jump and leap as a hart. The tongue of the dumb shall sing. He's the mighty one of Israel. He's the mighty one of Israel. His voice shall be heard in the power of his word. He's the mighty one of Israel. He's the mighty one of Israel. He's the mighty one of Israel. Shall be heard in the power of his word. He's the mighty one of Israel. The Lord shall cause his glorious beauty to be seen. The desert shall bloom and rejoice. Say to them that are fearful of heart, be strong and listen to his voice. He's the mighty one of Israel. He's the mighty one of Israel. Shall be heard in the power of his word. He's the mighty one of Israel. He's the mighty one of Israel. He's the mighty one of Israel. His voice shall be heard in the power of his word. He's the mighty one of Israel. He's the mighty one of Israel. He's the mighty one of Israel. His voice shall be heard. Shouts of joy and victory are in the tents of the righteous of the Lord.
of the righteous of the Lord. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things for us. The Lord's right hand has lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things for us. The Lord's right hand reigns on high. The Lord's right hand reigns on high. Resound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things for us. The Lord's right hand has lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things for us. The Lord's right hand reigns on high. The Lord's right hand reigns on high.
Righteous one.
Sing for joy in the Lord, oh you righteous one.
Sing for joy in the Lord, you righteous one.
Sing to him a new song. Let your heart rejoice in him. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together, God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name. For joy in the Lord, oh you righteous one.
Sing for joy in the Lord, you righteous one.
Bless his holy name.
Bless his holy name.
Bless his holy name.
Bless his holy name.
Bless his holy. Bless his holy. Bless his holy name.
With shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord.
Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous of the Lord.
The Lord's right hand has done mighty things for us. The Lord's right hand has lifted high.
The Lord's right hand has done mighty things for us. The Lord's right hand reigns on high. The Lord's right hand reigns on high. The Lord's right hand. Hallelujah. Bless his name. All you congregation, bless his name. He is worthy of our blessing. He is worthy. Hallelujah. And there are shouts of joy in the temple. All the angels are shouting and clapping and rejoicing and singing to him. And here we are with them, singing together.
Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord.
Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles.
If you need strength, you need to lift up your hands and wait upon him. Let's just lift our hands to him and ask him for his strength today. Hallelujah. Lord, I need your strength.
Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord.
We'll wait upon the Lord.
Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord.
Our God,
you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. Our God, you reign forever. Comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles.
Hallelujah. If you need a deliverance, He is there to deliver you. We always have hope. You may feel like you're in a pit, but God is always there to lift you out, no matter how deep you feel like you have sunk. You are God in heaven, and here am I on earth. So I'll let my words be few.
Jesus, I am so in love with you. You are God in heaven, and here am I on earth. So I'll let my words be few. Jesus, I am so in love with you, and I'll stand in awe of you
as I stand in awe,
worship Him.
Come to the Lord's table. If you're watching at home and you'd like to join us, you want to grab some crackers or matzah and some grape juice or fruit of the vine of your choice, you can prepare that, and we're going to bless the elements. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam borei pri hagafen. Amen. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the vine. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth, and Yeshua, who is the bread of life, buried in the earth for 3 days, and he rose from the earth. Hallelujah. Unless a kernel of grain falls to the ground, it can bear no fruit. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Margaret, and I'll ask Madonna to come and serve today. How's that? Honor that some of their new members today. You okay to do it? Okay. All right. We invite everybody who's a believer in the Messiah to come. You don't have to be a member of this congregation. You don't have to be a member. You just have to be a member of the body of Messiah. God has to have revealed his son to you, and you must have received forgiveness of sin through his blood. And that's the only requirement we have, that you come to the Lord's table. And before we come, I'd like to give people a chance to make that decision. So let's bow our heads for a moment, please. And if there's anyone here, if you've had a touch from the Lord today, maybe for the first time, and you don't know the Lord, but you feel his touch, his presence, you see him, you'd like to invite him to be your Messiah and your Lord, just raise your hand and I'll pray with you. If you don't know him as your personal Redeemer, as your personal Savior, he is the Son of God. He died for our sins. He was buried, as I said, 3 days and three nights in the tomb. And he rose from the dead on the third day. Do you know him today? If you raise your hand and I'll pray with you. Praise God. Everybody here? Nobody's raising their hands in the room, but if you're at home, if you don't know him, you can just ask, tell him you're sorry for what you've done, that you've broken his laws, and you've trespassed against him, and ask him to forgive you, ask him to come into your heart and be your Messiah, your King, your Savior, your Lord, and ask him to forgive your sins and to write your name in his book of life. You can do that on your own at home. You don't need a priest or a preacher or a rabbi. You can do it yourself. And God bless you. And let us know. If you're watching, feel free to contact us and let us know you're watching, and keep in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you. Yeah, and praise the Lord. So let's prepare our hearts to come to the Lord's table. I always, just get my heart ready, and if I have any sin, confess my sin, and come as you're ready.
Yeshua, HaMashiach, Adonai. Yeshua, HaMashiach, Adonai. My heart has turned toward you. My path leads me to your land. My future is in Zion. Eternity is in my heart. La la la.
Perfect number. Yeshua, to life in Yeshua. We're going to let the kids go early today. We're not going to have our usual, we're going to pray for them as they go. But wait, who's teaching today? Okay, so just wait for your teachers, and we'll pray for you when you're down there, guys. We love you. The Lord's given me, is the headset anywhere? Oh, here it is, back here. Okay. We're going to have the message in a minute. Grab my headset. Thanks, Charlie. If we bring the drinks over to the left side here. The drinks to the left side. Thank you. Okay. Are we ready to get into the Word? Have you got your Bibles with you or your iPads or your tablets, your internet Bibles, because we're going to get into some meat today. And today's message is the mystery of the Kinsman Redeemer. The mystery of the Kinsman Redeemer, and it relates to the bringing in new members and why it's important for people to join, and non-Jewish people to join Messianic Jewish congregations. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come before you. We thank you, Lord, first for the children. We bless them as they go to class. We thank you, Lord, that they are the beginning of our strength. They are arrows in our quiver. They are our heritage. And we just pray for their future. We pray for their careers. We pray for their spouses. We pray, Lord, as you prepare them one day to be with a spouse, and as you prepare them for their life and their career and their service to you, that you would prepare each one and make them ready and help them to be godly along the way, Lord. Help them to walk in your paths of righteousness. Help them to behave in class with their teachers, and anoint their teachers, Lord. Fill their mouths with your word, and let your word bring forth fruit. Now anoint your servant as I bring forth this message. Guide me and lead me in the name of Yeshua, and bind the strong man as I share today about the mystery of the kinsman redeemer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you know the story of Ruth? Raise your hand if you know the story of Ruth, the book of Ruth. Okay. Ruth, without going to the book of Ruth, I'm just going to tell a little bit about the story for anyone at home. But Ruth married, she was a Moabitess, and she married into a Jewish family. And her husband died, and her husband's brother died, and her sister was married to him. And her father-in-law died. So she was stuck, you know, she was stuck in Moab with her mother-in-law. And the reason they were in Moab is because there was a famine in Bethlehem in Israel. So they went to Moab, and all the men died. Everybody say all the men died. And in ancient times in Israel, and maybe in other countries in the Middle East, but in Israel, you could not inherit anything if you didn't have a husband or a father. If you didn't have a husband, you were a woman was not eligible for inheritance. So the inheritance of the deceased would go to a male cousin or a male brother or a male nephew or a male uncle, and the woman would be left without an inheritance, nothing. That's how harsh it was for women in those days. The inheritance was patriarchal. It was it went through the male line. Okay, so Ruth did something radical when her mother-in-law Naomi said, "Go home to your family. I have nothing for you. I have nothing to give you. I have nothing to offer you. Go back to your people. Go back to your country. I have nothing to give you." And Orpah, the other widow, went back to the family. Ruth's sister, Orpah, she went back. But Ruth clung to Naomi and said those words which we said today, "Do not urge me to depart from you. Or to leave you. Where you go, I will go. Where you live, I will live. Where you die, I will die." And she gave that vow, that famous scripture that we see in the book of Ruth, of Ruth's pledge, which the new members gave today, that same pledge to abide with the Jewish people. And so as they were joining in membership today, okay? So with that said, so Ruth went back to Israel. She went back to Bethlehem with her mother-in-law Naomi, and she met Boaz. Everybody say Boaz. Boaz was a rich guy. He owned a lot of fields. He had a lot of workers in the fields. He was a farmer. And Ruth, Boaz took a shining to Ruth, noticed her, asked him who she was, found out there was, in those days, the kinsman redeemer had to be the next in line. You had to be the next closest male relative to qualify as the kinsman redeemer. So what does it mean to be a kinsman redeemer? It means to... a woman who has lost her inheritance. Her husband's died, her father-in-law has died, she's lost everything, and now she needs a male relative of that deceased husband. She needs a male relative of the deceased husband to marry her and give her back the inheritance, give her back a livelihood, and carry on the name, hopefully produce a child, a male heir, and carry on the name of the deceased and the line of that family. That was the goal of the kinsman redeemer. Okay? All right. So, she met Boaz. Boaz took a shining to her, and he noticed her, and she was a little bit aggressive she was getting guidance from her mother-in-law, and her mother-in-law told her, go to the threshing floor where Boaz is tonight. It was harvest season, and Boaz fell asleep on the threshing floor, and Ruth went and slept at his feet, and basically invited him to take her as his wife. And so he was an older man, and he was surprised that the young Ruth wanted to be with him. So, but he gladly accepted the offer. And so he wasn't the next in line to take her as his wife. So he went to town, found the guy that was in line to be her kinsman redeemer, and said, this woman is without her husband, died, and you're the next guy. You're the next relative. Do you want her? And he says, I don't want her. I'm not going to redeem her. And so Boaz, to make a long story short, he was the next one, and he did marry Ruth, and the story ends happily ever after. As we'll see, Ruth becomes a great, great, great grandmother of King David, or great, great, great grandmother of King David, or even the grandmother. I'm not even sure. We'll have to read that, but we're going to get there. So she comes into the line of the Messiah. She actually married into the line of Jesus, the ancestral line of the Messiah, into the line of the family of Judah. She married into that line, the direct line, the most direct line of the Messiah there was in the world. Do you know that even today, there is a line of the Messiah, of his descendants, somewhere in the world? There's a line of the Messiah that is the most direct line to King David and to Jesus Christ alive in the world today. There's kin. Everybody say there's kin. There's kin in the world today to the Lord, to Yeshua, and that are alive in the world. You know, of course, it's very distant. It's been a long times past, but so let's begin. So with Matthew chapter 1, I've shared the story of Ruth. Now let's go to Matthew 1. And I want to talk about the kinsman redeemer here from a New Testament perspective. Praise the Lord. Now, if you grasp this, I think you're going to get a real revelation today, okay? Let's open up with verse 1. The book of the genealogy of Yeshua, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Okay? Verse 1, headline news, front page. The book of the genealogy of Yeshua, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. And then it goes on about to give a genealogy. To Abraham was born Isaac, and to Isaac Jacob, and it goes on, and we're going to get back to that. But I want you to go down now to verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Miriam had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Ruach HaKodesh, by the Holy Spirit. Wait a second here, guys. Who's the father? Is he the son of David and the son of Abraham? Or is he the son of the Holy Spirit? Can the Holy Spirit make you a son of David? Who thinks the Holy Spirit can make you a son of David or a son of Abraham? Is the Holy Spirit a son of David or Abraham? No. So how does he become... It says, line one, why doesn't it say the book of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of the Holy Spirit, and Mary? Why doesn't it say that? I'm going to answer the question for you. Let's read on. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being his righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, desired, hallelujah, he desired to put her away secretly. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David. Oh, key word right there. Everybody say that. Joseph, son of David. Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for that which has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Yeshua, Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins. Now all this took place, and what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet might be fulfilled. Behold, the virgin shall be with a child and shall bear a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. And Joseph arose from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took her as his wife, and kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son. And he called his name Yeshua, Jesus. Okay? So it took a great intervention of God, a supernatural event, a miracle. An angel of God appeared, Gabriel, appeared to Joseph. Now, the penalty of adultery in those days was stoning, okay? Joseph could have had her stoned for being with child, apparently, what seemingly, and by all appearances, by another man, right? But he's a nice guy, and he decides, okay, I'm just going to put her away in a home for unwed mothers and you know, send her away, and I'll find somebody else to marry. Okay, but the angel Gabriel intervenes and shows up and says, Joseph, don't put her away. Take her as your wife. And Joseph is smart enough to realize he's being dealt with by God and the Holy Spirit and the angel. And he says, okay, I'll take her as my wife. Now, he's a son of David, right? So he marries Mary. He marries her, Miriam or Mary. That's her, Miriam is her Hebrew name. And by doing so, what does he accomplish? He adopts the boy. He adopts Yeshua, Jesus, becomes his son. And all the inheritance, or everybody say the kinsman redeemer, just like Boaz did for Ruth, by marrying the mother, by marrying Miriam, the son, the child, becomes a son of David through adoption. Somebody get excited. You're all adopted. Are you not adopted into the family of God? Have we not all been cut off from the olive tree of Israel? Are we not all adopted into the family of God? Praise God. Even the Messiah was adopted into the family of God. The Messiah himself was adopted. Do you know he could not qualify as the Messiah unless he was the son of Jesse? Unless he was the son of David? The prophets foretold that from the line of Judah that a root will come forth out of Jesse, and a branch shall go forth from him. Amen. And Isaiah chapter 11, I believe, and the spirit of wisdom will be upon him, and the spirit of all these different spirits, holy righteous spirits, you know, of wisdom and truth. Amen. The Messiah is David's son. Everybody say that. The Messiah is David's son. Do you believe that? Do you believe he had to be David's son? It says it right in verse 1. The genealogy of Yeshua, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Let's read on. To Abraham was born Isaac, to Isaac Jacob, to Jacob Judah and his brothers, and to Judah were born Perez. Remember that name, because that's going to be a key one in the next genealogy. And Zerah by Tamar, and to Perez was born Hezron, and to Hezron Ram, and to Ram was actually a better way of, was born Amminadab, and to Amminadab Nachshon, and Nachshon Zalman, and to Zalman was born Boaz by Rahab, to Boaz was born Obed by Ruth. Remember I said that was the Boaz was the main line. And to Obed was born Jesse, and Jesse was born to King was born King David. And David was born Solomon, who had been the wife of Uriah. And to Solomon was born Rehoboam, and to Rehoboam Abijah. And it goes on down, keeps going down, and let's get down a little further to the bottom there, to verse 15. And to Eliud was born Eliezer, and to Eliezer Matan, and to Matan Jacob, and to Jacob was born Joseph, the husband of Mary, by whom was born Jesus, who is called the Messiah. Okay? Therefore, all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations, and so on. So we'll stop there. So even though the Messiah was conceived by the Holy Spirit, the Father of the Messiah is truly the Holy Spirit. The real Father is the Holy Spirit. In order to be a son of David, the Holy Spirit can't make you a son of David. The Holy Spirit can't make you a son of Abraham. Only a man. It takes a man. Everybody say that. It takes a man. It takes a man. Now, you might say, well, what about, we'll get to the Luke genealogy, Mary's genealogy, and I'm going to explain how a woman can do it. There is a way for a woman to do it. Everybody say there's a way. There's a way for a woman to do it, but it's kind of like an escape valve. It's a very unusual way that a woman can pass the inheritance on. But in Israel, the normal way, the traditional way, the reason, how is the line stay pure? If women could pass the inheritance on, then wouldn't Rahab the harlot from Jericho, wouldn't she bastardize the line? Wouldn't Ruth the Moabites were cursed, wouldn't she corrupt the line of King David? Wouldn't these women who were foreigners and who were, one was a prostitute, one was from a cursed people, wouldn't they corrupt the line of the Messiah, of King David? If women could pass the inheritance on, if it wasn't patriarchal through the father, wouldn't they corrupt the line? Anybody? Can I get an amen? Yes, they would. If women could pass on the inheritance, then the line would have been corrupted by Rahab and Ruth. Not because they're necessarily bad people, just because they're not Israelites. Okay. All right. So, the kinsman redeemer was the man Joseph. This is why it's front page news. First page of the gospel of Matthew, the first page of the New Testament, and it's front page news. Joseph is more important than Mary, or just as important, because he gives Yeshua his Davidic inheritance to make him the Messiah. Without that Davidic lineage, now there was a curse on the line, okay? There was a curse on the line of Joseph. Everybody say a curse. Turn back to Jeremiah 22. There was actually a curse that God placed on the line of Solomon and the line of David, which actually prohibited any descendant of this line from being king. And God has a really cool way of getting around it. Okay? In verse 22, chapter 22 of Jeremiah, verse 28, well, let's start in 24. As I live, declares the Lord, even though Coniah, or he's also known as Jeconiah, even though Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, he's the king of Judah, were a signet ring on my right hand, yet I would pull you off. I would pull that signet ring off, and I shall give you over into the hand of those who are seeking your life. Yes, into the hand of those whom you dread, even into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of the Chaldeans, as I shall hurl you and your mother, who bore you into another country where you were not born and where you will die. But as for the land to which they desire to return, they will not return to it. Is this man Kaniah, the son of Jeconiah, king of Judah? Everybody say king of Judah. Or is he an undesirable vessel? Why have he and his descendants been hurled out and cast into a land that they know not? O land, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, write this man down childless, a man who will not prosper in his days, for no man of his descendants will prosper sitting on the throne of David or ruling in Judah. He was the king of Judah's son. He was the heir to the throne of King David. And he was cursed, and God said, nobody from his line will ever sit on the throne of David. So let's go back to Matthew 1. Go to verse 11. Well, actually, let's go at the top of the paragraph. And to David was born Solomon by her, who had been the wife of Uriah. And to Solomon was born Rehoboam, and to Rehoboam Abijah, and to Abijah Asa, and to Asa was born Jehoshaphat, and to Jehoshaphat, these are all kings of Judah. Joram was born Uzziah, another king of Judah. And to Uzziah was born Jotham, another king of Judah. And to Jotham, Ahaz. And to Ahaz, Hezekiah, another king of Judah. And to Hezekiah was born Manasseh, another king of Judah. And him, Ammon. And to Ammon, Josiah. And to Josiah were born Jeconiah, there we go, and his brothers at the time of the deportation of Babylon. There's Coniah. There's the guy that was cursed. Everybody say, there's the guy that was cursed. Well, if he's cursed, then how can Joseph, his descendant, Joseph and Mary, New Testament Joseph, if he's cursed, this guy in his line, in his lineage, how can he pass on Davidic lineage? How can he pass on the right to sit on the throne of David to Yeshua if he's cursed? The answer is adoption. Adoption. He gets around the curse because through the bloodline, he couldn't do it. Through the bloodline, he couldn't make him. Joseph, even Joseph, who is the most Davidic person in the world, who is the most qualified kinsman redeemer to redeem Mary and to redeem who has no husband and has got a baby, to redeem the boy Jesus. There's no the one with the most qualifications to make Yeshua, to make Jesus sit on the throne of David, the one with has got an ancestor in his lineage, Jeconiah, who's been cursed in Jeremiah 22:28. Do you see it? Is anybody excited? Isn't that incredible? But God gets around the curse, and he says to Joseph, Joseph isn't, who's the father? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the father. Is the Holy Spirit a man? Is the Holy Spirit a son of David? Is the Holy Spirit cursed? No. Is the Holy Spirit a son of Jesse? Is the Holy Spirit a son of Abraham? No. So the Holy Spirit says, adopt my son, because I'm not a man and I can't make him a son of David. The Holy Spirit can do a lot of things for you. He can heal you. He can do a miracle in your life. He can heal your sickness. He can heal your mama. He can give you a word of knowledge. He can make you, give you the gift of miracles and healing and raise the dead and heal the lame and let the blind see and open the mute tongue and unstop the deaf ear. And the Holy Spirit can reveal things to you, signs and wonders, and part the Red Sea. And the Holy Spirit can do incredible things. And the Holy Spirit created the world, but the Holy Spirit can't do one thing: make anybody a son of David. by natural means. Yes, the Holy Spirit created David. Yes, the Holy Spirit created Abraham. But by the law of God, the Holy Spirit is not a man that he can give inheritance. It's God's own following his own order, his own law. Isn't that amazing? Sure, the Holy Spirit can make anybody a son of David if he wanted to, but that's not the way he does it. He does it through, Reverend Van Wy is here, his son David is here, and David is here with his son Dante, and Dante is a Van Wy because the lineage is patriarchal, and the name, Mrs. Van Wy, you're a lovely lady, and God loves you, and you're a lovely woman, but you don't pass the lineage. The lineage, what's your family name? Brower. The Brower name does not get passed on through the male heir of your son David to Dante. He gets the Van Wy name. Same thing with my son. The only Bells in the world from my family, from my direct line, are my son Isaac and my son Joshua are Bells because the inheritance, the lineage is patriarchal. Does that mean there's a problem with the women? No. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. Amen? We still need the women. If we don't have the women, we can't have the sons. Dante got that. By the way, let's congratulate Dante. He got a state award in Virginia that's never been given before last week for scholastic and academic and athletic achievement. He received a state award a week ago. We honored him when he wasn't here, but he received a silver bowl from the state of Virginia, and a bowl was put in a case at his high school. So let's give a round of applause to Dante. Nobody has ever received that award from the state of Virginia. Praise the Lord. What's it called? The William Andrew Mullins Achievement Award. And what's it for?
Well, I've been reading that book about it. Andrew Mullins is actually a person.
He passed away from cancer. Okay. So he sponsored the award. And you're the first recipient of it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay. Well, let's go back here to the message. So we see the kinsman redeemer. A Jewish man. Everybody say a Jewish man. We just brought people into membership in our congregation today. This is a Jewish Messianic Jewish synagogue. Okay? And this is kind of explaining the need for the kinsman redeemer. You see, Jesus the man was able to be the kinsman redeemer for Peter, for James, for John, for Matthew, for Nathaniel, for Mary Magdalene and his mother. He was able to be the kinsman redeemer for all who believed through him and saw him, Thomas and Philip. Amen. But once he ascended, right about now, 10 days before Pentecost, maybe a couple days ago, once he ascended, he could no longer be a kinsman redeemer. Once Yeshua went and sat at the right hand of God, he essentially, for all intents and purposes, he died on a cross. And his ability to redeem you into the family of David. Everybody say, to redeem me into the family of David. Died with him. So how can you be, who is your kinsman redeemer? Now, that what do you, so I'm not talking about salvation here. Let me clarify this. I'm not saying you're not saved by believing in Jesus. You are. I'm not saying you don't have eternal life by faith in Jesus. You do. I'm not saying you don't have forgiveness of sin. You do. But a lot of people say to me, they say, Rabbi Joe, I'm a Jew. and say, and the, you know, they're you know, Scotch Irish or German English or whatever, and they say, I'm a Jew. I say, how are you a Jew? You know, and they say, because I believe in Jesus. Well, that's like believing in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can't make you a son of David. Can't make you a Jew. It took a man. It took Joseph. It took Joseph to make it happen. It takes Joseph. It takes a Jewish guy to bring you into the family of Israel. You need to have that human connection. And there's a problem in the church today where they don't understand in many circles why Messianic Judaism exists. They don't like us. They don't want us. They don't know that we're actually a blessing. That in Romans 11 it says, if the transgression of my people, the Jews, brought salvation to the Gentiles, how much more riches, what greater riches will bring when we in our fullness come back to the Messiah? Because when all the Jews alive in the world and millions or hundreds of thousands of Jews come to the Messiah, then something amazing is going to happen. We're going to bring Christians like Boaz brought Ruth under his blanket there. He put his blanket over her, his prayer shawl. We're going to bring, just like we covered the new members today with the prayer shawl. That's what we're doing here. That's what this is about, is bringing y'all into Israel. God didn't make a new covenant with the Gentiles. You know that? Jeremiah 31:31 says, you look at it. Jeremiah 31:31, go there. People don't understand Israel. They don't understand Israel's place to bless them. Not to hurt them, to bless them. Jeremiah 31:31. Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the Gentiles. Is that what it says? Behold, days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the foreigners, the strangers, the aliens, and the Gentiles. Does your Bible say that? What does it say? I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my Torah within them, and on their hearts I will write it, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach again each man his neighbor, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. Why are the Jewish people the chosen people? Because we are the people of the covenant. And without the Jewish people to bring the covenant into the world, there would be no covenant. Ephesians 2. Please go to Ephesians 2. Okay, verse 11. Therefore, remember that formerly you, the Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by the so-called circumcision, which is performed in the flesh by human hands, remember that you were at that time separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world, but now in Messiah Yeshua, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Messiah. For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall by abolishing in his flesh the enmity, which is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, that in himself he might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross. And then it goes down to verse 19. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens. You are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household, having been built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Messiah Yeshua himself being the cornerstone, listen, in whom the whole building being fitted together, let me say together, together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together, let me say together, into a dwelling place of God. But for 1800 years, have we been growing together, people? Have we been growing as the people of God, Jew and Gentile, in one body? No. Jews were kicked out. If you don't know the history, you need to go study Constantine and Eusebius and Chrysostom. Study the writings of these people and Augustine toward the Jews and Victor, Bishop of Rome, and the things they said about the Jews. Constantine, the emperor, kicked us out of the church and called the Jews a most hostile rabble, a nefarious bunch. He cursed us and he kicked us out, and he took everything Jewish out of the church. And that's the truth, and you can look that up. So you only have a new covenant because Jews accepted Christ. God made a new covenant. That's why it began in Israel. That's why it began with the 12. If it didn't begin with them, it couldn't begin in France. It couldn't begin in Ecuador. It couldn't begin in Nigeria. It had to begin in Israel with Jewish guys. But many Christians appreciate the Jewish people. Many Christians support the Jewish people. And Dan Jester says churches should tithe a tenth of their tithe, one-tenth of a tenth, they should give to the Messianic Jewish community. Dan Jester teaches that because it says to the Jew first and also to the Greek. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. I believe in many circles of the church, they have forgotten Israel. They've forgotten the Jewish people. And they have forgotten the significance, and the importance of the kinsman redeemer still exists. Now, what does the kinsman redeemer offer? We brought people in membership today by the law of the kinsman redeemer. We did that here today. What significance is that? Well, it doesn't bring salvation. It brings you into the family of Israel. It actually brings you, when someone says to me, Rabbi Joe, I'm a Jew. Rabbi Joe, how are you a Jew? Who is my brother and my mother? Who is my sister? He who does the will of my father. He who puts his plow to the shoulder to the plow with me. He who does the work of my father with me. You who sojourn with me. Turn to Numbers 15. Numbers 15, verse 14. This is Moses. Numbers 15, 14. And if an alien sojourns with you, or one who may be among you throughout your generations, and he wishes to make an offering by fire as a soothing aroma to the Lord, just as you do, so he shall do. For as the assembly, there shall be one statute for you and for the alien who sojourns with you, a perpetual statute throughout your generations as you are, and so shall the alien be before the Lord. There is to be one law, one ordinance for you and for the alien who sojourns with you. Okay, that's Moses saying, if a Gentile, if a foreigner sojourns, dwells among you, there shall be one law, one Torah, one ordinance. There should be no difference. They should be to God just as the Jew, just as the Israelite. If they dwell among you, as many of you are dwelling among in this Jewish house. Turn to Ezekiel 47, please. Now let's go to the future. We're almost done. Ezekiel 47. Are you learning something? Ezekiel 47:21. So you shall divide this land among yourselves. He's talking like Joshua, but this is Ezekiel here. This has not happened yet. This is a future time when the Messiah is in the world and the land of Israel is being divided up. And listen to what he says. So you shall divide this land among yourselves according to the tribes of Israel, and it will come about that you shall divide it by lot for an inheritance among yourselves and among the aliens who stay in your midst, who bring forth sons in your midst, and they shall be to you as the native born among the sons of Israel. They shall be allotted an inheritance with you among the tribes of Israel, and it will come about that in the tribe with which the alien stays, there you shall give him his inheritance, declares the Lord God. So in a future time when the land of Israel is divided up among the believers, and the 12 tribes that God identifies, the descendants of the 12 tribes of Israel that God identifies, are in the land, and they give out to the Gentiles that are sojourning, dwelling, the Messianic Gentiles who dwell with us. And he says, give them an inheritance, that you shall divide this land, verse 21, among yourselves according to the tribes of Israel, and it will come about that you shall divide it for lot by an inheritance among yourselves and among the aliens. Say, that's me. That's me. Who stay in your midst. There's that key word. Who stay in your midst. Not who walk out the door. Who bring forth sons in your midst, and they shall be to you as native born among the sons of Israel. They shall be allotted an inheritance, and it will come about in that tribe with which the alien stays. There you shall give him his inheritance, declares the Lord. Who gives the alien his inheritance? The Jew. The Jew gives. God says, you give him his inheritance. You do it. It doesn't say give him his salvation. What's God offering here? He's offering Gentiles a chance to be a part of Israel. He's offering Gentiles a way to be adopted into the family and to the people of Israel, to the Jewish people, to the tribes of Israel. It says there's not going to be two nations anymore. They'll just be Jews. So basically, he's making a way for people to become I won't take it further than spiritually Jewish, because Ruth didn't stop being a Moabitess. You know, they call her, if you read the book of Ruth, it says Ruth the Moabitess. There's no shame in being a Moabitess. There's no shame in being Irish. There's no shame in being from Scotland. There's no shame in being from England, unless you lose the World Cup. There's no shame in being from, Argentina. There's no shame in being from America or Canada or Holland. There's no shame in it. Because people of every tribe, tongue, and nation will stand before the throne of God worshiping. But if God is calling you, everybody say, calling me. If God is calling you to be a member of the house of Israel, to be like Ruth in the family of David, like Rahab in the family of David, if God is calling you to be in the family of David, to be in the household of Israel, to be counted among the tribes of Israel, if God is calling you as a foreigner into the family of God, to have an inheritance in the land of Israel, then you must have a kinsman redeemer. And the way to do that is to be a part of a Messianic synagogue and to join the Messianic Jewish community. Now, God may not be calling you to do that. The church, it says in John 10:14, It says Jesus was talking to Jewish disciples, and he says, I have sheep from another fold that you know not of. He says to his Jewish disciples, I have sheep from another fold that you know not of, and I must bring them too, and together you will be one flock with one shepherd. Does that mean the whole? He's telling them the Gentiles are coming in. There's another fold. And there's going to be one flock, and it isn't the church. Sorry to tell you that. God didn't make a covenant with the church. He made a covenant with Israel and Judah. And I don't know anybody in Israel or Judah who's Jewish that'll tell you that God made a covenant with the church. I don't know any Jewish theologian who would tell you that. I know a lot of Christian ones who would. I know a lot of Christians who teach that God's going to take the glorious church as his bride, raise her up, rapture her out of this world, spotless, pure church bride. But God's true bride is Israel. He betrothed himself to Israel. The church joins in. Is the church grafted into Israel's olive tree? Romans 11. Let's look at Romans 11. Oh, arrogance destroys people. Romans 11. Verse 25. For I do not want you, brethren, Paul, this is Paul talking, to be uninformed of this mystery, today's message, the mystery of the kinsman redeemer, lest you be wise in your own estimation that a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in, and thus all Israel will be saved. Just as it is written, the deliverers will come from Zion and will remove ungodliness from the house of Jacob, from Jacob. And this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. And if you go back a little further, he says, verse 16, and if the first piece of dough, the Jews, be holy, the lump is also. And if the root be holy, that's Jesus, the branches are too. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you being a wild olive branch were grafted in among them, and became partaker with them of the rich root of the olive tree, do not be arrogant toward the branches, but if you are arrogant, remember that it is not you who supports the root, but the root who supports you. You will say then, branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. Quite right, they were broken off for their unbelief, but you stand by your faith alone. Do not be conceited toward the Jews, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, who are the Jews, neither will he spare you. Behold then the kindness and severity of God. To those who fell, severity, but to you, God's kindness, if you continue in his kindness. Otherwise you also will be cut off, and they also, if they do not continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in, for God is able to graft it in. For you were cut off from what is by nature a wild olive tree, and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree. How much more shall these who are the natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree? Whose tree is it? It's my tree. It's the Jewish tree. And I have been putting up with people in the church telling me it's their tree for 22 years. But God says it's my tree, and I get to name it, and I call it Messianic Judaism. You like that? I love you. I love the church. I love Christians. I get frustrated with people who don't get it. But there's a lot of Jewish people that don't get it. But it's our tree. We get to name it. And guess what? You got to join it. We get to name it. You're grafted into it. and you got to join it. And the only way to really join it is not just to believe in the Messiah, but to fellowship, be one flock with one shepherd. It means be in community with the Jewish people, the believing ones, not just any Jews, the Messianic Jews. We determine the destiny of the tree. We determine where the tree goes. It's our tree. We have the prophetic vision. We have the end time plan. Salvation is of the Jew. The church doesn't have it. The church doesn't know it. The church is divided, and the church is a part of it. And we need the church. And we want the church. And we welcome the church. And we receive the church. And I say the church, I'm talking about the people who believe in Jesus, who call themselves Christian. And we welcome them into the family, and into the tree, and into the household, and into the covenants, and into the promises, and into the family of Israel. We welcome those who come with open arms and open hands, and hands ready to serve, and ready to plow and pick up a broom and put their shoulders together with us. We welcome them, just as we welcome these people today as new members. That's what we did. We don't give them salvation. We bring them into the family of the chosen people. Please stand up. I want to bless you. There's one thing I didn't tell you. I promised you. Do you want to know? I can stop. Do you want to know how the Luke genealogy, do you want to know the answer to that? What if Joseph said no? If Joseph said no to Mary, how Jesus still would have become the Messiah? Raise your hand if you want to know. There's a backup plan. Okay, enough people want to know. All right. Turn to, I'll make this quick. Turn to Numbers 27. Yes, there is a genealogy of Mary. And I'm going to show that to you. Numbers 27, verse 1. Then the daughters of Zelophehad, I love that name. I should have named Isaac Zelophehad. I can still change it. Would you like me? How about your middle name? Isaac Zelophehad Bell? Then the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hefer. I must have had a big mother. The son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph came near. And these are the names of his daughters, Mahla and Noah and Hogla and Milcah and Tirzah. And they stood before Moses, before Eleazar, the priest, and before the leaders and all the congregation at the doorway of the tent of meeting, saying, "Our father died in the wilderness, yet he was not among the company of those who gathered themselves together against the Lord in the company of Korah, but he died in his own sin and he had no sons. Why should the name of our father be withdrawn from among his family because he had no son? Give us a possession. Be a kinsman. We need a kinsman redeemer." All these women, these daughters, had no kinsman redeemer. They had no inheritance. "Give us a possession among our father's brothers." And Moses brought their case before the Lord, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "The daughters of Zelophehad are right in their statements. You shall surely give them a hereditary possession among their father's brothers, and you shall transfer the inheritance of their father to them." Wow. They didn't even have to marry. God gave them the inheritance of the kinsman redeemer without a man. Now go to Luke chapter 3. This is the last scripture. This is amazing. This is how, if Joseph said no, everybody say, if Joseph said no, Mary could have done it. God could have achieved it without a man. Okay. Verse 23 of Luke 3. the genealogy of Yeshua, and when he began his ministry, Yeshua himself was about 30 years of age, being supposedly the son of Joseph, the son of Eli, the son of Mathat, the son of Levi, the son of Melchi, the son of Janai. You see, if you read this, you don't recognize any of these names because it's a more distant lineage than Joseph. It's not the first lineage. It's not the primary lineage. Do you understand that? This is a more distant connection to David. All right, so let's read on. So go down to verse 27. The son of Johanan, the son of Reza, the son of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the son of Neri, the son of Melchi, the son of Adi, the son of Kosam, the son of Elmadam, the son of Ur, the son of Joshua, the son of Eleazar, the son of Jorim, the son of Mathat, the son of Levi, the son of Simeon, the son of Judah, the son of Joseph, the son of Jonam, the son of Eliakim, the son of Maliah, the son of Nathan, the son of David, the son of Jesse. He was related, she was related to David through Nathan, David's son. She was Davidic by Nathan, not by Solomon. Capiche? In other words, it wasn't the quality line. It wasn't the kingly line. Everybody say it wasn't the kingly line. It was a family line, but it wasn't the primary line. But according to the law of Zelophehad, if Joe said no, I'm not going to marry her, by the law of Zelophehad, she could have claimed, God, give him the inheritance, give me the inheritance, by the law of Zelophehad that you established with Moses, and make my son a son of David, because I'm related to David through Nathan, and the line isn't cursed, so my blood is good. If you get that in your spirit, you need to buy this message. You need to get this message and listen to it and get it and soak it in. Please stand up. I want to bless you. And that was the back doorway. That was the safety valve. Plan B. Y'all understand that? Does anybody not understand it? All right. And the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron that this is how you shall put my blessing upon the people. Yivrechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha. Ya'er nai panavelecha v'chunecha. Yisa Adonai panavelecha v'yisem lecha shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you shalom, peace. In the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, our Messiah, and Prince of Peace. God bless you. Shabbat shalom. And I want to just say, I want to take an offering for Marty Goetz because it's going to be expensive. And if we want to have Marty come, we've got to be able to pay his way. So if you can give generously, please give in the box an offering in advance of next week's concert. I want to be able to give Marty what they've asked for, which is basically it's going to cost us about $1,800 to bring Marty Goetz. Don's going to pass the plate. So please be generous and help us. It's wonderful to have Marty here, but it's not cheap. So please support this cause. People ask me all the time, they say, when are you going to have Paul Wilbur? They leave the congregation, and then they say, when are you going to have Paul Wilbur? I say, well, it only costs $5,000 to have Paul Wilbur. Why did you leave? You know? When are you going to have Marty Goetz? Well, why did you leave? You want these things, but it costs money to do them. All right. Do we have a... This is Marty Goetz. Let's turn the lights on.
Consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you've ordained. What is man that you are mindful of him? And the Son of Man that you visit him. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all of the earth. Oh Lord, how excellent is your name. Oh Lord, our Lord, excellent is your name in all of the earth. Oh Lord, how excellent is your name. And our accuser, he stills with the praises of singers, we infants and babes whom he's ordained. Oh, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you visit him? Oh, can you sing with us, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all of the earth. Oh Lord, how excellent is your name. So freely for us to claim, the name Yeshua you gave, a little lower than the angels, and you humbled yourself only to be exalted, Messiah.
Friday night, live right here, 7 p.m. Marty Getz in concert. Come, bring your friends. We have lunch that's going to be served. We have lunch served over at the Fellowship Hall. Make your way to the Fellowship Hall, and God bless you. Shabbat Shalom. Welcome our visitors. We're glad to have you, ladies. If you like to get our newsletter, there's I did one on the Lost Tribes of Israel. It's out on the table. Please take a Marty Getz flyer and put it up in your local coffee shop or a bulletin board somewhere. If you have a place where you can hang one, please put one up. God bless you all. Shabbat Shalom.
There's your name, wondrous beauty, your majesty. God, you are awesome. Who can compare to your great love? None can compare.